Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paranormal Truth Seekers. I'm Ricky, your host for this evening. Welcome back, my returning listeners. If it's your first time tuning in, please click that follow button. Feel free to enter the live chat and talk with us there. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, guys, good evening, and thanks for listening. If you haven't before tuned in, like I said, hit that follow button. I'm here with my friend William once again, and tonight we're going to be talking about spirit guides, guardian angels, and even more. All right, William, how's it going?
Going well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Having the same little hiccup as before. For whatever reason, my mic isn't working, so I had to call in as a guest again just to be on the show. But at least this
right.
time on ahead of schedule. So, and like you said, there might be some spirit activity going on with it.
Well, you're coming through loud and clear.
Good. I got my headphones on my phone here. They got a built-in mic, so I'm just using that. I can hear you good, too. All right, let's kick off the show. What are we going to talk about
today? Oh, wow. Big thing we're talking about are our spirit guides and guardian angels. And what I like to share with people is that before, when we're created as a soul before we come to this plane and we go into our mother's womb. And our spirit guides mm-hmm. already know who we are. They know about us. Even our guardian angels are the same way. They know all about us. They volunteer to be with us in this lifetime. So they know what the sequence of events, what our destiny is, our purpose for being here. And they come, like I said, volunteer and are with us. They're not necessarily ones that we knew or relatives. Mm-hmm. I can say mine is a 300-year-old spirit from he's British. And no idea about him. I think what happens is ones in spirit, they match up with ones that are very familiar with from their lifetime. Maybe they were a teacher and your plans are to be a teacher. Maybe they were a scientist and you're going to be a scientist. So all that is predetermined before we're born.
Interesting. I didn't even consider that our spirit guides and our guardian angels may have a profession and what we're going to do in our lifetime. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything is set up that way. And they, you know, their role is to not interfere with our day-to-day. We have free will. But their role is to set things up for us, to give us opportunities so that we get the most out of this experience that we're experiencing right now. And our purpose is to come here and learn. And with each thing that they do, they're setting up those opportunities regardless of what they are. A lot of times they may leave us. Now, they leave helpers with us and others. Now, you know, get into that in a little bit. But, you know, when they're gone, they're doing work on our behalf. They are interested in us as an individual and no one else. Our helper guides will rotate, you know, they have special things they do. So they'll go person to person and help out. What I refer to as a lead guide, that is who is with you and with you always. I don't think they'll show themselves to us in a physical capacity. We will see them when it's our time to cross. and we go to the other side. They'll meet us at depth where guardian angel, our spirit guides, and relatives, one that we had known of before us that have passed in this lifetime, we'll be greeted by them when it's our turn to make that journey across.
Right. Very interesting. Like you were saying, that we do have one that's dedicated to us, and then we have other ones that kind of come and go and help us throughout then.
Yeah, I've discovered myself. I've actually crossed one over, and you know, I think this is a rarity, but, well, I take it back. I did not know him in this life. He's not from this lifetime. He's from another lifetime. I crossed him over, and he and one other are, I speak with a good bit, just spoke with the other day. And, you know, they'll pop in when my lead guide is not around. I will say when they bring me messages, it's of the utmost importance. It's time to pay attention and listen. When my lead guide comes in, you know, I know, put everything down. He has an important message. He's not leaving until I know what that message is. He's not, it's so important, he's not sending someone else to send that message. He's bringing it himself, which I find interesting.
That is interesting. Now, you being a medium, you know the difference between your guides, if it's the lead or a helper in your situation, but how would we know, or will we even know if it's a different guide doing different things?
I have suspicions. I ask so that I get confirmation. Now, I've spoken with one so many times, I recognize their voice when they come in. So I know who they are. If it's someone different, I have to ask. Before I discovered this, I'm sure, you know, all the time they're there for us, they're helping us, doing different things. You know, even when we're asleep, we don't even know they're there, but they are, and we're busy working. We're busy preparing and doing on our behalf.
Now, you say when we cross over, they're there to greet us too. Now, at the other end, before we come into this life, are they there with us too before we incarnate, so to speak?
Yes, that is correct. When we go over, when we go back to the other side, they will greet us, and we'll review what was done in this lifetime. We'll review with them what they did on our behalf down here. So we'll get a better understand. A lot of things that we experience here, and I get this a lot in spirit, is that I'll ask a question and they'll say you wouldn't understand. And when I get that, I just leave it alone, you know, knowing that they know better than I do, you know, just
right.
that. And that, you know, one day I will understand, but it may not be here, it may be over there. I think we'll get a lot of answers once we get to the other side.
Now, there's a lot of confusion for me, at least, because based on my beliefs, at least, and others, they say that, like, it's hard to explain it, but when you go back to the other side, you're basically home. It's like you've never left. But others, they say that when you're born, this is your first existence. And you've never been to the other side before, so it's all brand new. For others, it's like you're waking up from a dream. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm back. Do you have any input on that?
I believe we never die. I believe once we go out of this plane, we have the free will. We can choose to come back and do this again. And in that time, we pick up more knowledge, more detail, because there's sometimes when we think about it, we'll have experiences and like, well, that clicks, and I've, you know, experienced that before, and but I don't remember it. And I really believe that's from a previous lifetime. It's coming back. We may receive information like that, I know I have, in dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've seen myself in places I know I've not been to in this lifetime. But I believe what they're showing me is something from a previous lifetime, and it's sort of catching up and relating to what's going on with me here at this time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a good explanation on that one. So let's see. Let's get back into this. Now, spirit guides and guardian angels, what would be the difference between those two, just to clarify?
Okay. They are two different entities. And we hear this a lot about guardian angels. And, you know, that they're here, that if we're in an accident, that, you know, they take our place or they put things in place so we're not hurt or we're not hurt as bad. And that's somewhat true, but they play another role. I will say, you know, 2 years ago I was in an accident, someone backed into me, and all of a sudden I see right before contact this flash of light. And I knew that was like the guardian angel, you know, hit me in my door side, really, you know, hurt my door, you know, truck pretty bad. I was not hurt. So, I can say my guardian angel was there. I didn't see it, but I did, you know, I do remember. I knew it was a bright ball of light that just flashed right before impact. And I thought that was amazing. But they also work with us, letting us know when it's okay to do things, letting us know that things are going to be okay. They help us work through problems and issues. It might be a loss of job. It might be a loss of a family member. You know, they're there to protect us and take us to that next step, letting us know it's okay. So when we think of our guardian angels, yes, they do protect us when we're traveling or walking or whatever it may be, but they also serve another role at being helpful, say, and I relate them with a spirit guide. You know, they set things up and you wonder why, you know, I took this wrong path and why did my spirit guide do that to me? And, you know, it was my fault, my free will, that I made the wrong choice or whatever. And then you have this guardian angel working with you to let you know, hey, you know, we're getting you on the right path. It's going to be okay. And a lot of times we have to go through situations to learn something from that. And they put us through situations. You know, we don't understand it, but it's for our own good.
Okay, so basically their title is what they do, guardian angels guide. No, sorry, guardian angels protect you, and spirit guides guide you. So one is to guide you, one is to protect you, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, that is, in essence, what their jobs are. They just do a lot more, I think, than people actually realize. And they're always good to have around. I will tell you, you asked a question earlier, and I'll go back to it a little bit. You know, how do we know when they're around or if they're trying to communicate with us? I feel like we get a gut feeling of something. We get a sense. One is around us. You know, something just comes to us. We can't explain it. but we know that, you know, we feel like this is the right thing we should do. And what that is your spirit guide communicating with you in a way that you can receive the message. They communicate with everyone in a different way. I'm fortunate that, you know, from time to time they'll choose to come in and talk with me verbally, and I can get information that way. But I feel like they're always, you know, trying to communicate with us. I will say, there's time to time where, for my protection, they'll shut me down. And recently that has happened over the course of 4 years. It's happened about 4 or 5 times. Sometimes as long as 2 weeks at a time, which is, you know, a long time you go with it, yeah. You know, get used to something, and it's not there, and you wonder what's going on. But they, in their own way, will find a way to communicate. Now, sometimes a vibration on the other side may be where they can't speak to us. That could be another thing. And that's happened. So when that happened, they're very intelligent. They have experience. When our guides come in and we come into this world and they're with us, they, you know, God didn't just say, okay, you're going to be a spirit guide. No, they go through training. They go through years of training before they come in and they're with us for however long we're here.
Very interesting. I just want to throw something out real quick. We're not taking calls tonight. I do see somebody on hold. I don't know who this is calling in. If it's somebody I know, send me a message on Facebook so I know who it is. Otherwise, I'll just leave it there until I figure out who it is trying to call in. If the last four digits of your number is 3868, let me know in chat. I don't know. I don't recognize the number, so I don't want to get some random person on.
Okay. If you get a text or something and they have a question, you know, feel free to throw it at me. I'll be glad to see if I can give them some advice or answer whatever question they may have.
All right. Because I don't know, sometimes a random person just sees the show and calls in. If I don't know or expect a call, I don't want to answer it without somebody who can screen it first. I don't want to just answer whoever it is on hold here. But like I said, if I know you, send me a quick message or something and let me know that you're waiting on the phone. Otherwise, if you don't, I'll just assume it might be some, I don't know what it is. But anyways, let's see, let's get back here now. You say, like for me, I look for signs a lot of times. Like for me, when I was trying to go to Seattle, for example, a few years ago, I was almost obsessed with it. And I would always see these signs, you know, kind of guiding me, that's where I'm meant to be. Like, I'm watching the TV show, and, you know, suddenly it's based in Seattle, you know. Is that also what they do to kind of guide you as well?
Yes, that's another way of communication. My wife has done that. She, you know, is not gifted such as I am, but from time to time, you know, she'll ask for a sign. It may be, you know, she walked our neighborhood, and we have a couple of small little ponds around. And this time of year, we'll have geese in the ponds. And she'll ask, you know, if I walk by this pond today, might there be 2 geese in the pond? And that's, you know, would be a meaning for her, maybe a yes, maybe a no. And I know from time to time that has happened. And I really believe that they hear it, all our thoughts. We don't have to do it verbally. They know all our thoughts, what our wishes are. They hear us when we call them and speak, and they come to us. And they have their own ways of giving us signs to letting us know, are we on the right path or not? So I do believe, you know, what you were mentioning, that there is something to that, and that is a way you can ask your guide for direction or about a life choice or something, you know, that is important to you and only you know about, and they certainly know about it, and they're going to either come to you by giving you a sign, or the other option might be come to you in a dream.
I think dreams are more common, at least for me. That's where I get most of my signs from.
I have done that many a times, very vivid dreams. Some I really have to get up the next morning, write down especially the significant details and try to piece everything together and make it make sense without, you know, going into, you know, you don't want to go in the wrong direction. You want to know what was sent to you. I know my grandmother has come to me twice. One time bringing me information about two spirits I would meet the next day and eventually cross over. So it's really, it's you know, they all have their different ways of doing and communicating, and it's all interesting.
Very interesting. There's a thing that even behind the scenes, all this is going on. And I know a lot of people, we just feel somewhat alone here. But to know that there is always somebody there, even if we can't communicate with them, they are there at least.
Right. We're never alone in this universe. You know, we have times where they give us our space, you know, restroom breaks, things like that. We have our space. But, you know, they're always around us, watching us. They could be right there in the room with you. They could be at a distance. But, you know, we're never alone here.
So there's some connection. Even if they're here or not, they're still committed to us in some way.
Right. And we also, you know, we haven't talked about it, but we also have ones that we have known in this lifetime, and I call them relative spirits for a lack of a better term for them, but, I mean, that's what they are. And I've communicated with at least 10 that I know of, and they just want to make sure we're safe. They want to make sure we're happy. They will pop in from time to time, just like our guides will. And they will be of help to our guides also. A lot of times they are sent to us because I like being nosy. I like, you know, just curious and knowing all there is to know. And I'll ask them who sent you, and they, you know, will tell me that so-and-so sent them to bring the message this time.
Now, one thing I want to bring up, too, and I guess based on there's so many different belief systems out there, I do know there's free will. I know you were saying that we can choose to come back and whatnot. But like in Buddhism, for example, if you have bad karma connected to you, that you basically have to come back. Now, is that true that you have to, or do we decide to come back to fix it ourselves?
I believe we have the choice to. You know, I've heard that once, I don't know all this, I want to read more into or do more studying into it. You know, coming from Sylvia Brown, one of her tapes that I've listened to shared that one that takes their own life, it will leave and actually come right back. I don't, you know, I'm not saying that's incorrect. I don't know. I want to know more about that. Because I do feel like if there's you know, there could be circumstances why someone would do that. And I,
because
you know,
you're suffering that badly. Sorry. I was going to say, if you're suffering that badly, let's say you're in constant pain and you see no other way out of it, would you be punished? Yeah, for still, you know, taking your life.
I believe, my personal belief on it is we cross over, we go and get the healing we need, and then it's, you know, we're doing spirit, you know, we're either coming back or we're doing spirit work. I've spoken with someone, and I've asked them, you know, because, you know, wouldn't be one of my regulars. I'm like, are you a spirit guide? And I would get, not yet. Or I'll ask, are you an angel?
Yeah.
You know, so that tells me, taking what they've said, you know, I'm believing, you know, they're in training. Just like we train for positions here and advance in certain jobs, we're doing the same thing over there. They just don't start out at the top. They start out basic and work their way up. And I think ones that have come in many lifetimes are ones like our lead guides, because they've come through. I think they've got to the point where, you know, they've done all they can do. They're not coming back anymore. And so they're going to work with individuals and be our lead guides.
That's a lot of good stuff to talk about, and it's
Thank you. I suspect my lead guide probably could do some of the things I'm able to do. He could probably, you know, hear like I do, which is my main ability, and, you know, what better guide to come in and work with you is one that has been where you are.
Good point.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, let's see. So we've covered spirit guides, guardian angels, where they come from, more or less, their training they do. Let's say here that like a lead spirit guide, they have the most experience or the most time in training for this type of thing. Could they also still choose to be reborn? And when they go back, are they still guides, or do they get to train again? Do you have any thought on that?
I think what we encounter with our lead guides, they're probably a couple of hundred years old. Would not surprise me one bit. And I feel like they have made their last time here. So this is what they've set out to do, and this is what they're going to do from now on. Now, when it's my time and I cross over, would they come back with the same person? I don't know. I'd like to know. Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what I can find out about that. Would they come back with the same person if they reincarnated, or would they go to another individual, such, you know, with abilities such as mine, with my particular one?
Yeah, good point. So do the same guides, you know, stay with people who have gifts compared to going to some, what do you call it, normal person, I guess you can say?
I would think the lead guide would, you know, I do know that others come in and are of help, and they all have, like, their specialties. So if there's one particular thing, it may be, you know, my third eye opening up and my vision, a particular guide that works in that area, they're going to come in for a little bit. And then when it's time for another part to kick in, then you're going to have another. So, you know, I feel like everybody has multiple guides. Everyone has
a specialist.
Right, absolutely. You know, you're going to have that lead guide, but that's not the only one we have. He has others, sort of like a head coach, and he has assistant coaches working under him.
Right. Like we talked about earlier, not to mention any names, but I did get the vision of a person that came to me, but then I got the name as well. And ironically enough,
uh-huh.
It could be the same person that's yours.
Yeah, that was something working. Honestly, I don't think it was really good. I've had some visitors in spirit come by the office lately, and actually we've had to run them off. So, you know, I know last time we spoke, we talked about protection. And that's why we protect ourselves, is because there are ones out there and their existence is to take our energies from us. Not all. You know, there's some that, you know, and it goes into spirit attachments where one will attach to you. They're feeding off of you, trying to live through you. But they don't mean any harm. And then there's these others that they think they can utilize your abilities, and which they can't. Because I have one trying to tell me what to do the other day. And I'm like, you know, we don't do that. You don't tell us what to do. You're not in that position.
No.
So, you know,
right.
He left. Right. He left and went on. But I felt like that's why you got the message or the vision that you received was, and the name was from a spirit such as that. So we're still trying to figure out the name of your guide, but yeah, you received information on mine. So.
Right. Was it the negative spirit telling me who your guide was, or was it feeling like
yeah,
it was your guide
yeah.
actually communicating with me?
Right. It was. And, you know, we sent it on and tried to, you know, block it and do things that would protect, you know, the office area and, you know, if I know we're in separate places tonight, but if we were to be in the same place again, this wouldn't happen again.
So we ask spirit guides and guardian angels, but is there an opposite to that? Are there, I don't know what you would even call them, but basically what you call a spirit guide, but maybe a spirit trickster that's attached to you your entire life. You think something like that exists, too?
I've run into one, and it is a female. I won't, reveal her name, but, you know, she will come in and refer to me as hers. And when she first started coming in, she would say first name and last name. And when I talk with spirits, the only thing that we reveal or, you know, I ask for is a first name. And when I've had one call me to get my attention, they've always called me by my first name. Well, this particular one chose to call me first and last name, I guess making it more personal. And she's like, you're mine, and we had a relationship in another lifetime and this and that. And I told her, you know, I don't recall this or know anything about it. And basically that she had to leave. And she would ask why. And my guys would come in after she left and say that she was a trickster. She was, didn't say evil, said she was bad. So
right.
I know, you know, not to, when she comes in, I know it's her, and not to carry on conversation. At first I did. And I mean, we would carry on a 15-minute conversation, which is very, you know, spirit guides do not do that. 2.5-3 minutes is about their match. They come in, deliver the message, make sure you understand it, and they have other things they have to do. My lead guide may talk a little bit longer because he doesn't go from one individual to another, but the helper guide in next in line, 2.5-3 minutes tops and they're gone. So the tricksters, you know, I've learned they're easier for me to spot. And like, I've only had one continuous. There are other, you know, like ones that are not good that come in. And a lot of them will not give you, if you ask their name, I always make sure that I ask one's name. And if they won't give me the name, I don't want to talk to them because they're no good.
Right. Kind of like with demons, if you get their name, it gives you dominion over them, and they don't want that.
Right, right. No, they will not reveal, you know, you can ask them 100 times if you're, you know, willing to do that, but no, they're not going to reveal a name to you. And I don't speak with one unless I am shared a name. And then even at that, the one I'm not used to, I'm cautious to see, okay, what do they want? What are they trying to get out of me? You know, if they want help, definitely I want to help them, you know, find someone, cross over, whatever it may be. But one that wants to hang around and try to steal your energy from you, they've got to go.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, do you think it's possible for people to be up there that don't have a guide at all, or is that something that would be impossible?
No, we all have guides. Once we okay. enter, we all are... have a guide and a guardian angel that come and enter the world with us.
Mm.
So everybody starts out with one. And that's, like I said earlier, that's determined, you know, prior to everything. Because they know about us. They know all about us and what our mission is. That's pretty cool. It's so much on that side. But I mean, they're right. You know, I wouldn't understand probably if they even, you know, told me. I wouldn't. So we just leave it at that.
And my curiosity, I'd be like, you know, try me. I at least want to hear it. And I know it's weird, though, if you understand it, but still, I want to know all I can about what's going on over there.
Yeah, but to be respectful to them, I don't push it. Some things that they may have been told by God, you know, they can't reveal. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to let it be and take them at their word. That I think a lot
good
of
point.
Times we're told, you know, and we're not told things until we're ready. That could have something, you know, some to do with it as well. Not that we're trying to keep secrets from us or anything, but there are certain things they can't tell us. I feel like, as the Bible said, things will be revealed to us at the right time.
I get that. Definitely makes sense, too. Right, so what else you got for us?
Well, I spoke to you earlier about this. I had an encounter yesterday I've never experienced before. Now, I've, last spring spoken with fairies, those of the Fae family, and they are as well as nature spirits, and, put together a couple of gardens for them, good conversation. They're just full of energy and about the earth, and they bring energy to the earth. But Friday, I spoke to two elves, and I've never considered, you've heard about elves and, magic.
Oh, yeah.
And, mainly fairy tales and things. Yeah. And it never dawned on me that there was something to this. I might even gonna try to pronounce their names, but let's spell them, because they're different. But they are of energy. They're of the earth. They are small, like what is written in fairy tales. I asked one if others were here, and he said outside. So it was like they were all over that day. And I had one, spoke with the first one. He was watching it for, had a hard time getting him to speak. So I wasn't sure who was there. Finally, he spoke. I was able to very clearly, I could hear him and understand him. And then all of a sudden, he was gone. Well, I'm with another gentleman with me. And we see a bird fly overhead. And I'm like, it was a bird I've never seen before. My buddy hadn't seen before. I'm like, this is odd. So, it wasn't 5 minutes. Then the second one came in. And we asked him if he had seen the bird. And it sounded like he gave the name of the bird. And it sounded like he said crackle, starting with a C. And then,
That's a pretty name. That's a pretty name.
Never heard of it. So we Google it, but what comes up? Well, it crackled. It was grackle. It started with a G and, the rest of the spelling there. And we looked it up, and it is a rare bird. And I'm like, anyone can look this up. And, it talked about it in, being a bird of extinction. And I'm like, oh, my God. You talked about signs a while ago. Felt like that was a sign of something. And this elf, one had seen it and knew what it was, where we did not. So I wanted to, we can talk about this maybe on another show about the Fae and elves. I do want to do my homework and, do some more studies on that, because, definitely Friday was a new experience for me that I haven't had the pleasure of, and I'd like to know more about him. And I asked him where he was from. He said he didn't know. And I thought that was interesting. And then I asked another question, and he said you wouldn't understand. So I just left it at that. And, a few minutes later, he had left the building. But it was Oh, he said he was here to help me. That's what he said. So they were here to help me. I'm an earth sign. I'm a Virgo. Just had a birthday a week ago. And, you know, he was here to, I guess, help me learn more about the earth and earth and energy and earth signs. I found that most, you know, definitely I want to learn more about it. They piqued my interest.
Fascinating. Now, actually, what's interesting is that when I was there before and I saw that orange, you know, orb thing fly by, that could have been a fairy entrance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And actually, before we started talking with the first one, they moved around like orb-like. I didn't see an orb, but I can pick up when one is moving, something, someone, you know, I don't know who it is, or, but, you know, I knew one was around us. And I'll always ask who's here with us, and I might get an immediate response. I might get a response about a minute. You know, it may take them a minute. But no, they were loud and clear. I know with the fairies I spoke to, they weren't as clear at that, you know, when I spoke with them. It was a little harder to understand. But these certain, and it could have been me, but these certainly, you know, from their name, which was hard to pronounce or spell, and, you know, to what they said, it was very, very distinct, very, very clear. So I was a little surprised at that.
Now, could you tell right away if they were elves, or did they tell you they were, or how'd that go?
No, they had to tell me. I had no idea. Like I said, I did not know that elves were real and, you know, existed. You know, you've heard about them, but, you know, you've seen little figures of them. But,
yeah.
I, you know, never have I had contact. And, no, they told us they were. Both of them, actually.
It is interesting. And like I said, now with everything that's going on, that they're starting to come out more. And like I said, I believe my theory is that the veil between the worlds is thinning. Maybe eventually the Fae realm and this world will combine into one world, and there'd be among us like any other person would be.
I hadn't thought about that. That's interesting you brought that up, you know, with the fall equinox coming up next week. That could have something to do with their being here at this time. So, you know, that's enough to look into. You know, them showing up at this time. I feel like, you know, this is not a coincidence that, you know, they're right here as we're going into the fall season and the veil, you know, opening up.
Something's definitely going on. And I know you said you wanted to talk about what was coming up earlier, and we're getting back to the 10-minute mark here.
Do
you want to jump in
that? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll go back. You know, if you've been watching the news lately, you heard about the potential of a train strike. And Friday, that was averted to where there was not one. I don't know if I had shared with you, but for the last month and a half, I've been told trains would stop. I've seen visions of a train being on a track, not moving, like in the middle of Atlanta or something. You know, just a constant thing maybe once a week for about the last month and a half, and, you know, didn't quite understand it. Was it going to be an attack? You know, what was this? And then, you know, prior to, I saw on the news where they were talking about the possibility of a strike. I'm like, this is what they were talking about. And then Friday,
yeah.
I had seen the new, you know, morning news that morning, and it talked about how, you know, everything was back on course and all. And about 10 o'clock, I have two different spirits, or two different guides, one behind the other, come in and say, train's okay. Train's good. So, you know, so I'm like, you know, oh, wow. They knew they probably had something to do with, and it could be where they've been, but they had something to do with converting, because that could, would have been bad for our economy and everything right now. I will share that I've gotten the dates, the 20th, which is coming up, I think, Tuesday, through the 29th, or dates we need to be, or time period we need to be aware of. I don't know what's going to happen or going on. I'm specifically getting the 24th. So I just want, you know, everybody, 24th is next Saturday, actually. So I'm just, you know, want people to be aware of everything around you, what's going on. I'd say stay in touch with the news. If I get more, I'll let you know. I'll post it to my page and share it with the Paranormal Truth Seekers and other groups as well, just so that you know, everybody has information. And it could, you know, I've had things before where one did spirit, like the crisis with the trains, they were able to fix that. So I think we get warnings ahead of time just in case it's something that they can't correct or they not able to take care of like they want to, and they just want to make us aware. I do know there is, I saw in the news today, flooding and from a typhoon over in Alaska. So that
doesn't happen.
So maybe that has something to do with something, or maybe that's the start of other weather event. I know we have some hurricanes out in the Atlantic. I don't think one is in the Gulf yet, but, you know, in different places, I know everyone will be watching those. So just be aware and, you know, do mark the 24th. Like, I don't have any other information about it this time.
All right, so you said the 24th, keep your eyes open and ears open. If you get anything else, you definitely let us know. Now, we're coming up to about the five-minute mark here. I know next Saturday I'm going to be doing a show with my friend Davina and introducing her to the to our audience here, give you a break there.
Okay.
And then the following Saturday, get you back on, and if we can update what might have happened on the 24th of the next Saturday, that's the first, actually. So if you're open for that, we can get you back on the first and keep on our conversations here.
All right, that sounds good. We might talk about the Fae and the elves at that time.
Yeah, definitely. I would love that. That's very fascinating, even to me. And there's so much to talk about that we can do our research in the meantime and get some stuff up. Maybe by then you'll have more contact with them, too.
And if you get any feedback from your audience and they have, you know, something that they would like to discuss, I'm open to that as well. So if they don't, we'll pick the topic. And if they do, then I'll oblige and see if we can help put a show together.
So if anyone other has any questions for William, he's part of our group at the Paranormal Truth Seeker. We're on Facebook. Come on over, join us, and post your questions, and let's see if we can get you some feedback from William here. If anybody else has any other, you know, topics or things to add to this, also do the same thing. Now, William, do you have any shout-outs you want to give out real quick while we're here?
I just wish blessings to all. I thank you for everyone listening in and checking out the podcast, and wish everybody a blessed week, and invite everybody to listen in to your next show.
Oh, yeah. Once again, it's been a pleasure. I've always enjoyed our talks and look forward to our next ones as well. And I guess we'll go ahead and wrap up. We've got about 3 minutes here. We want to up with much more until we can do another show here, but I'll create an announcement for the first when we do our next one, and I think the faith would be a great subject to talk about.
Sounds good. I appreciate you, and I've enjoyed the show.
Awesome. You have a great night, William, and thanks again for calling in, and we'll be in touch on Facebook.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good night.
All right, good night.
All right, guys, William just left here. I'm going to shut the gate here so we can finish up our show. Give a shout-out to everybody who's listening. Truth Seekers, of course, my friend Lisa, Jason, Josh, of course, will be on our next show on Tuesday. And until I can figure out why my mic isn't working, I'll just keep using my phone for now. So I'm going to push through all these technical issues we keep having, keep the show going twice a week. Tuesdays at 10 p.m., Saturdays at 9, Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, next Saturday I'm going to have my friend Davina on, do her introduction to the show here. And on the 1st, which is the next Saturday, I have William back on. And, of course, on Tuesdays, me and Josh will continue our show and discussions there. All right, so I do want to also give people that there is another podcast out there. It's Live Paranormal. You can also find links on our Facebook page, Paranormal Truth Seekers. And that podcast is also worth checking out. So shout out to you guys. In the meantime, you have a great rest of your night. Thanks for listening in, and we'll catch you on the next show. Love and lights.